six pack of parah for his Mishnah Mekadosh, v'nofel akidosh al yodoi, oi ala tzad, v'achkach nofel ala shaykes. He's putting the ashes into the water, and some of it fell on his hand or on the side of the kli, and then fell into the water. It's possible because it has to go directly from the kli of the ashes, the lokhu v'nosa. As it goes straight from, he has to take the ashes and throw them into the water. But it fell on his hand or on the side of the kli, and then fell in. So the koyach of throwing into it stopped when it hit his hand, and then just slid off that. That's considered not nikoycha, and it's possible. Nochem in shufaris lishakis, possible if it fell out of the tube that has the ashes into the kli that has the water. It's also possible he has to actually pour it in. Nochem in shufaris vikisa. If he took from this ashes, and let's say before he put the ashes into the water, he covered up the kli that had the ashes. He wanted to protect it, or he closed the door. Hakidush kosher. The ashes that he took out is kosher. Why? Because we said that if a person does a malacha while he's doing the process, it's possible. That's only when he's actually doing the process of being Mekadosh, or when he's involved with the water. But when he's involved with the ashes, before he threw it into the water, there's no problem of doing the lacha there. But amayim psulim, the water are possible, which means that since he was involved in closing the door or covering up that kli, so the mayim that he drew before that become possible. So he's involved in the water and he did a malacha, passes the water but doesn't pass the ashes. So he's going to have to draw new water, and he can still use the ashes that he put in his hand or he put in the second kli. Skofa ba'aretz possible. If he took the kli with the ashes and he stood it up also, shouldn't the ashes shouldn't fall out also, the water is going to be possible. But the teichiyadei kosher, if he put the ashes into his hands, not put the ashes in his hands, in other words, he took ashes out of this kli and then he held the kli upright in his hand just so it shouldn't fall out, then it's kosher, because that's not considered malacha, just to continue holding the kli with the ashes. Neisha efsher, the Rav's case is efsher, which means that that's the normal way of doing things. You take ashes out of a kli, you don't just let the kli fall down, you hold on to it.